From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, will hold their first formal summit July 16th in Helsinki. White House Deputy Press Secretary Lindsay Walters read a statement on Thursday outlining the reasons that Trump wants to meet with Putin.
The president is pursuing this meeting in the interest of America's national security to determine whether Russia is willing to make progress in our relationship. The president hopes that the meeting can help reduce tensions and lead to constructive engagement that improves peace and security around the world.
The July 16th talks are occurring at a difficult time in Washington-Moscow relations. The U.S. is holding to sanctions against Russia for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Meanwhile, the U.S. intelligence community concluded that Russia interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election to help Trump win the White House. President Trump was in Wisconsin, that is, on Thursday to mark the opening of a new high-tech industrial compound. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The president took part in the suburban Milwaukee groundbreaking for a giant Foxconn plant. The Taiwan-based electronic component maker is getting $4 billion in tax breaks to build it, a deal Trump hailed as great for the state and for the country.
There is no better place to build, hire, and grow than right here in the United States. America is open for business more than it has ever been open for business.
The tax breaks work out to roughly $1 million per job. The state of Wisconsin estimates it will recoup the cost sometime after the year 2040. I'm Warren Levinson.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's role in the 2016